Good morning, Silo.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, hope you're, I'm looking right at the camera right now. Hope your day is going great. Hope your drive is amazing. And yeah. This is how we're going to talk the rest of the podcast, so I hope you're getting used to it. Mm. I don't know why we're doing this. This is for the clap, because I don't have a place to put my microphone now, because yeah. I went wireless.
And I didn't want Austin to feel alone, so I'm staring at the table.
Staring contest go.
This table's pretty good.
It's pretty wooden. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good evening,
and
happy driving.
Good night, sorry.
I had to finish it. I don't want to go to sleep yet.
We can sleep on this table. I mean, it's, I mean, I don't know about you. You're pretty tall.
So we'll get into this later, but like, actually, this guy's been going through a lot of like cool changes. And one of my pranks that I was going to do to you during this change was get a wooden plank and put it in your doorway. And then I was going to sit in your office waiting for you to come in. I was going to be planking. And there's going to be a wood plank and me planking.
That's really so.
So I just ruined a potential prank idea, but I thought I should tell you for the podcast.
Knowing my old man brain, I will forget.
Just wait for the wood to come in your office. Drop the mic there. Wait for the wood to come in your office, man. That's all I got to say.
Oh, gosh. That's not. Oh, man.
Nope.
Woody.
Gavin, how was the slam? I missed it, and I was very upset and very, like, I had some trauma because of what I've missed.
Yeah, we...
But I'm used to missing these things.
We drew a gravestone on one of the posters that said, RIP Austin. He died of boredom for not coming to the slam.
Oh, man.
Everybody signed it and everything. It was just like a memorial.
That's sad.
We're missing your presence.
Service and everything.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we didn't really have the slam in all honesty. It was just like
just the Silas
everybody grieving.
Memorial service.
Yeah, grieving the loss of Austin's presence.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Seriously though, there were some songs being made. People were like "Kumbaya."
Yikes.
There was some clapping. I mean, it was. We FaceTimed Katie. She was bawling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sad
it was
time.
Pretty sad. We had like an honorable mention. We had John Cena come in and
oh yeah,
he's like, now you can't see Austin, and then
he took me away, so he can't be seen and I can't be seen.
He's and then he gave you his belt because you're like, you're the true John Cena.
I am,
because nobody can see you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
How was it? Yeah,
it was good. It was good.
Give me the lowdown.
If any, for all the OG Silo Slammers, which was a term that we coined during this Silo Slam, but all of our OG Silo Slammers,
yeah,
know that the Silo Slam is like we consider it one of our like gateway.
We love gateway drugs here. We'll get into more of those later.
Yeah, shout out our refillism. Man, so we a lot of times with the slam, it's very low key, very chill.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of creative homies hanging out and having a good time. And this one was no different. I mean, we for the first like hour and a half straight up, like for those that have come before and those that don't know, our Silo Slam, like we open up with kind of like an AA kind of style format.
Oh yeah,
of, like. Hi, my name is, and then everyone goes,
what?
Hi.
My name is who? My name is Slim Shady.
Hi, Slim Shady. It's like that. And you open up and you talk about what you do creatively, et cetera. And so like for the first hour and a half, it was just a bunch of all of the homies hanging out, talking about what they do, where they're at, a lot of laughter, a lot of just good times, which was a lot of fun. And then... we started like basically sat around on a round table and people shared. We had Evo, aka Estrella, who rapped, which was super sick.
Nice.
We had a couple poetry. We had somebody share like a video, which was super cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. Like okay. It was just super low key. We had a couple performances. Mm. I read a poem. Shout out to Terry. And
yo,
the amazing poem that he made.
I literally like wasn't there, and then when I got done doing what I was doing, I looked at Silo and like, oh, Silo posted.
Yeah,
and I'm usually the guy that posts stuff, so this is
charge.
A little weird. And I go on there, and it's this amazing poem by Terry. Like
Terry killed
seriously,
it.
Seriously, that was like, that made me feel really good.
Yeah, bro, I was like, tearing up while reading it.
Yeah.
And I had to hold on to Jesse to like be like, help me with this, because it was like, I started reading, like he handed me his phone and I started to read it like before I read it out loud. I was like dang. And then for the rest of the night, we all just called him Uncle Terry because he fit the description.
He does.
But it was really good, really fun. And then afterwards, we went out to Oka in Lancaster and ate some amazing food, and had a great time, which was super sick. Love Vietnamese food. It's become our spot, I think.
I was gonna say you went the first time, yeah, and you went the second time, and
yeah, we had like 9 people at a table. We invited some guy. Josh was like, "Yo, we should invite this guy over." And Grayson came over and got to meet a new dude, which is super sick. And he's actually following Silo now and is like wanted to come Let's out go. To events, which is super cool. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of good laughs, a lot of good tears, and a couple group hugs. It was good. It was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Group hugs made it.
The group hugs, yeah. We mourned as well because Austin wasn't there, and which is, I think, the best part. No, I'm joking.
That's okay. I'm not hurt by that.
No. It was we missed you a lot. I'm telling you.
You guys were having a party.
Immediately, we walked in, Alden came earlier, and he was like, "Bro, where is Austin's light?" And I'm like, I have no idea.
I forgot. You guys didn't have that light. Yeah, that didn't even cross my mind.
Where is the light? And I'm like, and when I was like, wait, you mean like the light? And he's like, nah, the light. And I was like, the light. And yeah, it.
Oh.
But.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I didn't think about it. It didn't cross my mind.
No. Like.
You guys made it really moodier though and sat in a circle and didn't need it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, we always need the Austin light.
The one that's lighting us right now.
Ooh.
Hey.
All the lights.
All the random stuff that's coming around us right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a lot on the horizon though.
Yeah, we do.
Everyone says that. Everyone's like, big things coming, bro.
Big things. But we do.
But the thing is that we execute on them.
Austin Hot Takes Part 2.
Yeah. We're hip. We're cool. Ooh. That's it.
And he used to go to school.
I used to. You still do.
Yeah.
Welcome to middle school. How you doing? Yeah, what's your math grade right now?
Huh?
What's your math grade right now?
Math grade? 72.
It's okay. It's passable. I'm not disappointing you at all.
No, I know.
I hate math.
I mean, it is only preschool level math, though.
Yeah, those times tables, those addition tables.
Bro, don't get me started.
You're tough. It's okay. I feel you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, but Silo, though, we have another slam coming out every third Friday of the month.
That's right.
Which is super exciting. Same place at Aspire Business Community. Same time, 6 to 8 p.m. So if you're ever in the area in Lancaster, feel free to check it out. But this month.
This month, beginning of July,
we have one of the highlights of the Silo events.
I think we're both really looking forward to this. Yeah. And as like literally as soon as the spring capture ended, everyone was like, so when's the next one?
When's this next capture?
And like we had DMs where we're like, hey, we're still resting from the first one. So can our you give bodies us a are bit of time? And it was a long process. And then we're like, I think I came back from like vacation or something. Yeah. And I'm like, so we should probably schedule this out, huh? Yeah. Or something like that. And
yeah, and we like sat down for like 4 hours.
Was that that day?
Yeah.
Oh, it was that day. Yeah. Yeah.
That was crazy. But we got it. We got.
It's there. It's happening. We got July 9th, obviously.
Yeah. July 9th.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
Oh, he went. He just said, I'm forecasting.
But the next one is July 9th.
Yeah. July 9th, 5:30 to 9:30. Mm-hmm.
At Sam S. Lewis Park.
Here.
It's like around Wrightsville, towards Columbia.
In York, PA.
Yep.
You better be there. If you're listening to this podcast, you cannot be a square if you listen to this podcast. So
you could be circle.
Yeah, exactly. So you should come out to that, obviously. That's kind of a given. If you're listening to this, you're already there.
Yeah.
So we want to see more of your faces. Invite a friend. It goes without saying that this is going to be
your cousin.
The best one yet. Yeah, like I want to see your cousin there.
Yeah.
If you bring a cousin, if you bring two cousins,
yeah,
I will take photos of both of them.
Yeah, and I will
give them a business card.
Yeah, and speaking of our business cards,
hey, we got also some business cards.
Or is now at the horizon, I guess, is what we can say. If you don't already know, you could, if you're watching the video, either on Spotify, because they do that cool thing, just do like the horizontal flip and boom, we're right there.
Hello, if you're seeing us for the first time after him telling you that.
Right? See, we're horizontal now. and then on YouTube as well. And then if you checked out the reels at all.
On YouTube, it's 4K. So you might actually be able to zoom to see that.
But we have our handy dandy business cards created by the amazing creative genius himself, Austin.
It's not that creative. It's insanely creative. Just the copy of the business card that I have, but with our names on it for Silo.
Don't let him tell you.
It's very cool.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you to text Austin and tell him that he is a creative genius.
You know, she literally will do this.
And if she doesn't do it,
this is like a time capsule for the future. And then I'll just get a random text, like whatever, weeks from now. And when she sees this, and she's like, "Hey, I listen to the podcast." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Yeah.
And she's like, "You're a creative genius." I'm like,
"Do it.
You did this, huh?
Katie, do it." And
then I'm going to text you immediately after and tell you that she did that.
If she does it, man, it's going to be.
And Jess, if you're listening.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. This one.
Oh, yeah. This one.
What is this caller card now?
Oh, yeah. All right. So what should I tell her to say to you? That is the real question.
I don't know, man. I mean,
tell Gavin that he is a toothpaste tablet.
Cool.
Period.
Period. Like exactly, like spelled out period or just like the.
Both.
Oh.
Period. Like period. Toothpaste period and then period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So give that one. Give that one to him, huh? Take that. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm still like planning it out a little bit.
Yeah.
This is news to you, but I want to get other people involved to create sets and stuff like that. Yeah,
I understand, like about older and wiser.
Yeah. So I want to have other people involved. Obviously, that's the name of the game of community. Yeah. I still have to reach out to them, even though the promotion is already live. I'm like, hey, you want to be Bart?
And I don't know if you were like listening to this and you haven't seen the one reel that Austin made, you should totally check it out. And then send it to anybody and everyone so then they can hype Austin up and comment. Austin is a tomato.
I was going to say couch potato, so that was pretty good.
No way. No way.
Yes.
What were we talking about earlier? We're just like same brain blank. Mm-hmm.
But seriously, send that reel out to people because I think we want to get that out to as many people as possible. Yeah. And that's the reel that is going to go wild, going to go crazy.
Going to go crazy.
Yeah. But it's such like a good introduction, I think.
It is. And you get to see.
And you're going
to
see him in one as well. This guy.
This guy.
This dude.
This beautiful face.
Yeah. In those reels. But it'd be so sick if you came out.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the podcast and you go to the slams and now you're going to this capture,
yeah.
You're an OG, you're a real one.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be such a good time. Photographers, if you don't even know what it is, we're going to get a bunch of people come out. It's basically like a content day.
Basically.
We're not a lemon day, if you will.
I'm making some lemonade.
Oh, basically. and it's free. And you're just going to come out to Sam Lewis Park.
Yeah.
5:30 to 9:30.
Yeah.
On July 9th, and we're just going to take photos. There's going to be models there.
You get to see Austin.
Yeah, you get to see Gavin. You get to see all the people that make up our community. Last time we've had over 75 people come, and it was unreal.
Yeah.
But anyway, we should talk about stuff that is relevant for today's episode of the podcast.
That's true. Amazing transition right there. I know.
I said, cut the BS. We're going right into this.
Cut the cottage cheese.
Yeah. So, Gavin, I really wanted to do, after last episode, where we went double deep with the cookies and cream, but we are talking today about, like, I just want to check up on you because
that's very nice of you.
Yeah. Last time we went real deep, and I want to make sure that we recovered well from that. Oh, and that's what matters. So, but
it is what matters.
Also been going through a transitional period, and I want to hear kind of like what's been going on in your mind. What?
Nothing. I said I'm coming a blonde. Is that the transition? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Yes, he is.
I would get smited from a bunch of people if that was the case.
But like, seriously, like what's... Like, what is this transition period for you? Define it. Like, give us the lowdown as much as you want to, and then
a lowdown.
How you feeling about it?
Shout out Miley Cyrus. So for those, it's been crazy. So from last podcast, actually, it's been a transition. So I went from part time ministry into full time ministry
in
a month. And so it's been crazy. It's been a lot of changes, a lot of things that had to healthily let go, which is always bittersweet because I think there's always the things that you love so much and have helped you during that present season. But I think we always talk about like, oh, we got to let this go because it's unhealthy. But there's also on the flip side, you got to let go of things that are healthy for you. And that have helped you in a season that don't help you as much or hold you back in another. And so coming from, in a month, I mean, it's been a discussion for a little bit, but the change happened in a month of a season of a lot of just many different things coming all together to make one thing to now like one very big thing and some other things that complement it. And so transitioning, if anybody knows, I mean, for ministry, but for part-time, it's basically part-time job to a full-time job.
Yeah.
You go from working like 15 hours to 40 plus hours, a week. And anybody that knows what ministry life is like, 40 plus hours really is plus hours.
Yep. I wasn't going to say that until you did.
But it's a lot. And so it's been good. It's been a lot of good change. And I think today we're recording this podcast, but it comes up a couple weeks later from now. I think it was the first day where it was a lot of like encouragement and felt like, oh, okay, we're doing it. Like we're moving, we're changing, and we're moving forward. So it's been good. It's been nerve wracking. It's been scary. It's been sad at times and highly stressful at others, but it's been really good. And being able to work in the same work environment that my good old bestie buddy over here is at, and we get to prank each other, and so that's in reference to earlier, like we've been pranking each other and having fun, and so it's been really good, and it's been cool to work in that kind of environment, in that family environment, but it doesn't take away from the difficulty of it, but also shouldn't take away from the excitement of it, because it's been a lot of fun. It's been very confirming, but it's a change.
What are like some of the trade-offs that you've had to make? So like, obviously, you know, you've said it's become a big part and then a bunch of little things instead of a bunch of little things equal a whole part. So like, what does that look like?
Because I think like when we work part-time, we do part-time work, you kind of have to compensate for the full-time salary or full-time hours, and so you do a bunch of things. And so before this transition, it was I was working part-time ministry at a church in Lancaster, and then Silo was like the two halves, and then within those halves was like many different things that kind of came into focus, and then now a lot of this stuff, like I was doing ministry nights at a church, a home church behind me. I was doing, like, we were working with clientele, whole nine yards, and then now it's kind of like this full-time position is the focus, and family is focus, and relationships are focus, and then there's like a second tier, a second priority, which is like Silo, and then from there it's like school, and so making sure that those priorities at the focus, and everything else I had to kind of learn to let go and to adjust and to work through. And so the give and take has been a really, it's like bittersweet. You get a really like you just finished eating, like, you know, I know how much you love Olive Garden, but like all the breadsticks and and things, you're like, yo, how can it get any better? And then they pull out the full
thing.
They pull out the full course meal and you're like, bro, now I get this and the breadsticks. Like that's what's going on. It's like I went from eating breadsticks and salad to now I have a full course meal to eat out of. And it takes a lot of work and it's tiring at times, but you still get the breadsticks. You still get the fun moments. And
as
so
long as you keep the breadsticks, anything for the breadsticks.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a slight little side note, like with Olive Garden, do you like steal? Like, do you like keep your stack of breadsticks?
Oh, you don't have to steal them. You can just say, I need a bag for my breadsticks.
No way. Really?
Yeah. I took them home last time I went.
Wow.
So
good to know.
Yeah. Go to Olive Garden.
This is not all sponsored by the Olive Garden.
But seriously, but if you want a life pro tip, is you say you're done with Olive Garden breadsticks, but then you order an extra set of them. Like if you get soup, salad, breadsticks, kind of deal. Like I do that, and you say, oh, you know, I don't need them right now. You eat your main course or whatever, and you say, oh, you know what, I need more breadsticks.
Yeah,
and you just don't eat any, and you say, oh, I need a bag. And I put my breadsticks in the bag, and then you get a whole breadstick bag for the way home.
Wow.
So, life pro tip, if you didn't think about that already.
That's amazing.
It's kind of common sense.
But and it's kind of like when you transition. Like, you go through a full course meal, and then you get to take home some of the fun things.
Yeah, like breadsticks.
Like breadsticks.
Oh, man. But, like, so creatively, like, do you feel like you... At this moment, you have to be put on a little standstill to focus on something bigger. Are you like, putting that such a damper on stuff like that that you are so excited to come back to it? Do you feel like you're still practicing enough to keep your brain stimulated in that way?
Yeah, I think so. Like with what my job is, I'm doing full-time ministry, but it's involving like music, like that is, I mean, my lifeblood's music. So that's my creative outlet. And so being able to do that creatively has been huge. And like thinking of the ideas and having a platform now to financially support that and to
it's big.
To work through that, like being able to like have speakers and monitors and different software and things is just huge. But then being able to then give it to young adults and to youth and being like, hey, this is something that I've been given and now it's something that I can give them. But it's definitely at first, like still in the process of working through putting some things at hold as much as I don't want to, but I have to because I have to get into a rhythm again before learning what my new bandwidth is. But it's become a new platform, a new stage for these things. So like now we can do, like since we both work in the same building, like we can come and do podcasts. And and which is super sick. We can start using the resources that we have to do creative things. Like we were just talking about potentially doing like a creative a video or a creative film, which is super exciting because... beforehand it was a lot of Austin had you had your work schedule and I had a lot of free time and then now we have intentional time to work and intentional things to do which is super exciting. So it's, I definitely think it's a mixture of things. There's still some stuff that I haven't been able to tap into yet just because it's been a little crazy. I mean, I know on the back end, like clientele have been kind of on the wayside just because there's no mental bandwidth yet for it. But I know that that will come as I get more into a rhythm.
Yeah.
But
I think that's, I mean, obviously that's what needs to happen though, because if you, we talk about burnout all the time. If you just continue doing your normal stuff and then also took on 40 hours of fill in the blank, like, and like whatever that 40 hours is going to eat up like so much.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
More than anything else. And so I'm glad you're taking that time off. And like, obviously we've worked together quite like intensely on like making sure that you are like, not like overwhelming yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, this
with
man,
clients, like this dude, we're just like
biggest supporter.
Bruh. But we've worked hard to be like, okay, we've seen this client.
Yeah.
They've expressed interest. Can we jump on that?
Yeah.
Is that possible right now?
Yeah.
And as much as you want to say yes to every new thing that's yeah. super cool with a new person, with a new idea that can't do it by themselves and needs yeah. help from someone else, like as much as that is such a cool way to yeah. live life and to be able to jump on those things like we used to, it's harder to do that now until you find your efficient routes of doing yeah. things now. So
yeah,
like right now, everything is just a blur, I'm sure. And like yeah. you're moving around and you're just like, oh, okay, I'll do this, I'll do this, and all this stuff. But once you yeah. find out, hey, you know, this 2-hour task only takes 20 minutes once I actually know the program that I'm putting in and yeah. whatever, and plugging and playing things and making templates for things instead yeah. of just making it new every week or whatever.
Yeah.
Once you get that down, you're going to be set and you're going to have that bandwidth now. And that's just like anything that you do. Like if you're learning guitar for the first time, it would take me 17 hours to learn how to like actually strum correctly.
No,
but like once you do that, once I get that down, no, dude, I've tried.
Exactly like with guitar and with anything, with new things. I think a lot of times when change happens, we think like yes or no. But there's, I think, on another perspective, another dimension to it. It's like yes, no, and not yet. Because like we learn, okay, we can do this and we used to be able to do it.
Yeah. Now,
because we have this new like 40 hours, or we have this new opportunity, we don't have necessarily the same amount of bandwidth at this time. Mm-hmm. But then once we get into the rhythm, we learn, then it's like, oh, we can do it again.
Yeah.
And so like
it's a temporary hold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's just, I think we always think, I think a lot of times we think black and white, but there's a gray. Like, and that's important. It's like learn to use the gray space.
And the cool thing is too, actually, with our clients, we've been like honest and we're just like, yo, this is sick. We'd love to do this right now. I see you're excited and I want to do the same thing and be excited with you. And then at that point we say, Hey, we're going through a transition right now.
Yeah.
If this is something that can wait until July,
if
this is something that can wait until August, we would love to pick back up with you once we feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
But I think that transparency of it too, like makes a difference in clients' eyes too.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And I think it also like it highlights like that. It gives us a little bit more of a power, I think, too. Control over, I think, some of the things that we didn't necessarily think that we could before. But I think it also, I think, provides an opportunity to live in that gray space, to live in that temporary kind of like, oh, we got to figure out this transition. And sometimes that figuring out that transition, that gray space, isn't always exciting. Sometimes it's boring.
Yeah.
And it's not fun because you want to do it. You want to go out and you want to do these things. But you need to know that, like, if you do those things next week, you're going to be burnt out. Mm-hmm. You're going to be burnt to a crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it could be a hot take, but who knows? It's important to be bored.
Preach. That's all. End the podcast there.
Boom.
But like the antithesis of like burnout is like boredom, right?
Yeah.
And so when you're bored, you like society is like never be bored.
Yeah.
Like, bored means that you have lost all inspiration. You maybe don't have energy to do said things.
Yeah.
And hey, this is something that you're going to be in for a while if you don't find something to do.
Yeah.
And same with like burnout. It's like society says you're going to be burnt out forever, or you're just going to be like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And all these different things, you know, society puts labels on you. But like boredom is not a bad thing.
No.
It's for me, I find like really an importance of boredom. Like we're obviously always stimulated with phones and, you know, there's so many different things we could be doing, but like, obviously, have you ever like went outside, went for a walk is like, is what everyone says, but like, have you gone outside and done something so mindless that, and for a long enough amount of time, have you ever gone on a walk for more than 10 minutes around your block that your brain goes through all the things that it can worry about. And then it's like, okay, what's next? Like, I think that's what boredom is.
Yeah.
It reaches to a point where it's like, I've ran past all of my anxieties as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Like I've went in that circle as many times as it takes for me to lose that. And like, that's a little freeing, one, from anxiety, but two, like, to the point of, okay, I've ran past all of the clutter in my life. Where does that leave me now?
Yeah.
And I think that's a important space to visit.
Just maybe just a thought that comes across my mind is, what if culture's definition of boredom is actually just rest? Because like you said, we go through these rhythms, like you have to go, you have to go, you have to go. But like, if you're stopped and you're not doing anything, like you're bored, like you need to be doing something. Like culture tells you, you have to. And so you continuously fill your schedule. And so when you're not doing anything, your brain is so wired to the fact that you have to be doing something that you think you're bored, but actually you're just resting.
Yeah. No, that's
like,
yeah.
like it is, yeah. It blows my mind. Like, we were talking about this in earlier podcast episodes, like how that our brains have been so wired to the fact that of certain things that we incorrectly interpret the importance of things.
Yeah.
And so like we talked about beforehand, is just like boredom, it might ultimately just be like you have to rest. Like, you should be resting right now. Or it could be an indicator of like revelation and understanding and learning what's the next step. But like, I feel like culture is kind of definitely stuffed down our throats the fact that being not doing anything is like, you're useless, like you don't have any importance.
I think also people run away from rest or boredom because that's when the intrusive thoughts come in. That's when the things that you put away and pack down because I'm just watching TikTok for 7 hours instead of like laying in my bed staring at my ceiling.
That's
like
funny.
People run away from that because they don't want to be like stimulated in that way to like figure out and explore those feelings that you have.
Yeah.
But you stay numb to them because you never like dive below the like surface.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in that boredom is where you explore that. And I think from that though is like where you are the most like creative. Like either you problem solve your anxieties or you like wallow in them.
Yeah.
And either way, that's like a springboard for something. Like a lot of artists have enough meaning behind their paintings and stuff like that because they've been through this emotion that they can't put into words. So they put it into an art form, or, you know, or they can't make art from it. So they write it down or they use it for spoken word. But it's that emotion exploration where like, I feel like the most expression happens.
Yeah.
It's in those moments of boredom where expression actually takes place.
Exactly. Dang. Put that on a t-shirt right there.
Bro. How about creative committee?
Ooh.
Find that at Silent Bonfire. Link in our Instagram bio.
But it's so true though. It's so true, man. Like, I think we approach boredom incorrectly, like you said. I think boredom is, it's like, you're like we talked about earlier, it's like walking into a cloud. Like, you really don't see what's going on, but you know that wherever you're going, it's leading you into something new. But when you're in a cloud, like, you know, like you typically, like, you lay on the ground, you're like, oh, that cloud looks like this, that cloud looks like that. Like,
you have a chicken nugget.
With a T-Rex or a Stegosaurus?
Most often a Stegosaurus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, do you like bite by the head or do you go like by the tail?
You got to save the best for last. So you bite from the tail first and you leave the head.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've had a dinosaur chicken nugget.
I had one last week.
What? Where you get them? I need to know.
You get them from Aldi, man.
I don't think there's any gluten or dairy or soy-free dinosaur chicken nuggets.
No, they all have dinosaur meat in
them.
No, but you're right about the cloud thing.
Like, yeah,
you see it and you're like, I'm going for it. You're in it and you're like, oh, where am I at? You come out the other side and you're like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and you need to experience it.
How do you know if you never try? You gotta go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also it's like we talk about these things like going and doing them, but then when we experience like the boredom and the uncertainty, like we feel like our mind's like, oh shoot, now we have to go do this, we got to solve and do that, mm-hmm. rather than like staying in it and pushing forward. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing is like, oh, we don't like just sitting here and waiting for it to happen, mm-hmm. kind of deal.
Well, I think too, in this scenario, ooh. Is ooh. Something of that, say you had a long day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm exhausted. I went on a 20-mile bike ride and then I hung out with friends.
Jeez, man.
And then, you know, whatever is exhausting to you happens during that day.
You beat up a snowman.
That's some serious stuff right there.
Yeah, you're exhausted.
Exactly. And I go home and I'm ready to wind down for the day. I'm ready to rest. Yeah. Carrot in hand, ready to go.
Yeah.
And I come into this, you know, I'm up here all day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to treat myself and rest. And I come down and I, you know, watch YouTube or watch Netflix, watch my favorite show. And I never reach that point of completely turning off until I like go to bed. Yeah. And I think there's a missed opportunity of like, it doesn't have to be super, super up here, up here, down here.
Yeah.
And then sleep. Like I feel like there is a level of up here.
Yeah.
I'm consuming, I'm slowing down, but something in there sparks something.
Yeah.
And you can come back from that. I feel like a lot of people are like, I end my day with resting. And I agree, but I think there's still inspiration that can be had that you can like spark ideas from. It's like, oh no, I'm too tired to do this.
Mm.
And while I very much value rest and we preach rest and slowing down, I also think that there's some scenarios where there's a lost like idea, lost shower thought kind of deal that happens at the very end of the day.
Yeah.
That can either, you know, spark you to do something right there in the moment and have like an all-nighter kind of scenario.
Yeah.
That is good. And you know, you can be productive in those times, but also like, hey, I'm writing this down and saving it for a day that I wouldn't normally do this.
So like rather than a light switch, we're more of like a dimmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's always a gray area.
Yeah. Always. Always.
Always.
Always.
Always. Always.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man. But at the end of the day, boredom is like very important.
It is.
It's one of those things where, last thing on boredom.
Go for
it. It's one of those things where, you know how you like treat yourself like once and you're like, oh, I'm going to go on a walk. I keep bringing up walks, but you're going to go on a walk.
That's where you connect, man.
You go on a walk and you come back and you're never like, man, I shouldn't have gone on that walk. It's always like, that walk was nice. Yeah. I should do it again. But then it never happens. Like you never do it again. You never like treat yourself or, you know, give yourself that mini vacation that I always talk about. Like
mini vacation.
You like those times I lost it. I lost my idea.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
No.
No. Mini vacay.
No, that walk. Yeah, I lost it. I lost it. Moving on.
No.
It's over.
No.
No, we lost it. It's gone.
No.
It's forever in the depths of this world.
No.
Yep.
I'm crying.
Can't come back from that. Gavin, what's going on in your life?
What's going on in your life? It's just like everybody thinks this is a loop, but it's actually just our brains.
Yeah, this is just our brains, actually. No. But so stuff that's going on in my life is that there's a point of stagnation. There's a point of like lows, I guess. And not even lows, just like same. Mm. And I'm trying to figure out a way to spark and do something new.
Mm.
And I think there's always time for that low end. Like there's, I saw someone say today that like, this season that you're in, sometimes you don't like claim it. You don't claim like, oh, this time of being sad is not for me.
Mm.
And I think you got to own every season that you're in.
Mm.
and say, oh, you know what? At the end of the day, I needed this rest. And for me, if I'm being honest, like I haven't been doing a ton of shoots. Like I'm a photographer and I see all my colleagues around me doing like all-star shoots and so many cool things. And I'm like, I really do not have time for that. And I wish I had interest in that, but I don't. And blah, 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 blah. And as a photographer, you should be posting. And I haven't posted in a month and a half. And blah, blah, blah.
Page is still fire.
Bruh. But Silo stuff has been doing great. And I feel like I've been focusing a lot more.
Yeah.
Like where it matters. Mm. And for me, like Silo matters more than like my personal page currently. Mm. So I feel like I'm contributing to Silo, but then I don't have anything to show for myself. And I compare myself to people that I love and see their work all the time. And I'm just like, dang, I really wish I could be doing like all these style shoots, but I really don't have like the brain capacity to like manage that. I'm like, I would love to come alongside people. Yeah. I think that's what Silo is really good at too. But by myself, I'm like, I either talk myself out of it and I can do it, or like, I just literally want to, I think at the end of the day, I'm like, I want to enjoy my summer, and that involves resting and like going on trips. And that's way more important than me booking a shoot for a Saturday, waiting all day and doing nothing and stressing about it, and then going to that shoot. And it's awesome. I love doing shoots.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, that Saturday, I'd rather be like at the beach or like hanging out with friends instead of worrying about the shoot that I have. That's just who I am. And yeah, I've been struggling with comparison a lot, I feel like. Just like seeing other people that I worked closely with in the past, still kind of like, no. And then just being like, dang, I wish I could do what they're doing. I'm in a different season than them, unfortunately. And I think my problem is that little tag that I just said at the end, unfortunately. It's not an unfortunate thing. It's for a reason.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, it's preparing you for whatever is to come.
Yeah.
Even though it sucks. It doesn't take away from like the sucky part, but it definitely gives you the right headspace for what's to come, the right bandwidth for what's to come. Because who knows? I mean, tomorrow you could be offered like this amazing opportunity to like travel the world and do photography with a plus one. There you go.
And I'd
you
be in
and,
it.
You and Katie can hit the world and travel and do photography. Yeah. But like, you never know with that kind of stuff. But at the same time, like we could say all that, it doesn't take away from how sucky it is to experience those moments and those comparison moments, because you're like, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I can't do it. And then you're like,
Yeah, can I get that again? One more time. Okay, cool. Oh, man. Yeah.
Wait for this, right? If you're in the area and you need an amazing photographer, hit up Austin. Shameless plug.
I won't say a thing about that. Thank you. Oh, man.
Man.
There's a lot going on in this world, obviously.
A lot going on in this podcast today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about our sponsor.
Refillism. We talked about this, and we've talked about it before with the past couple of episodes.
And we're going to talk about it again.
And we're going to talk about it again. We got this handy dandy sticker. We're going to be like, ooh, ah.
I love stickers.
The sticker. Tell me more, Gavin. So when you walk into the store, you're gonna see this
on the wall, actually.
Yeah, you're going to see this on the wall, and you'll be like, yo, Silo talked about this.
How do I get involved with this? Walk me through how I get into her store and what's going on. You go
through the store. You see this amazing like green like wall. You walk in. It's like, oh, amazing jams. You see Elizabeth like chilling at the cashier at the register or talking to some customers. But you're going to walk in, you're going to see like in this middle section, all these bottles, all these different soaps and all these different ingredients. You're like, what is this? So awesome thing about Refillism, not only does it save the environment, but you get some cool, amazing products through it. So first step, you can bring your own bottle.
Okay, so I walk in the store with this little ding dong here.
Like, ooh, ah, or if you don't have one, which you're not cool like that, but you want to be cool like that, you can buy one
there. You want to be cool like that, by the way. So I filled this specifically with Austin Gingrich.
Man, there's that a lot. Is a killer sandwich.
There's a lot in there. There's a lot in there.
A lot.
Be careful.
Then you weigh that. Then you put that whole thing.
222 pounds.
Of pure muscle onto a scale.
The cool thing is that you only pay for like the amount you put in.
Yeah. That's why you tear it.
That's why you bring it. First of all,
exactly.
Then you don't have to pay for the bottle.
Exactly.
So,
and then afterwards, you're like, I'm exhausted. My mouth is feeling kind of smelly. My whole body's feeling kind of smelly.
I just had an out of body experience.
Yeah, like this is out of this world. I just saved like a tree somewhere.
So, what you do is you take these toothpaste pellets that you got.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I need to do something.
I need to do something.
So you set your mic down, first of all, because you can't do this with two hands.
Okay, ready?
Set it down. Yep. And then you do this little talking thing like we did at the beginning of the podcast.
I'm doing this
and we're
Austin's
ripping it.
This.
And and you can hear this ASMR going on here.
ASMR.
There we go.
Ooh.
And from that point, you go, well, bam, look, there's some toothpaste pellets. And then you go, cheers. Bink. You dink it and sink it. And you're toothpasting away. You're going to get clean on the inside and the outside from all of her products. And that's the coolest part.
Yeah.
And it's all natural. So like what you're doing is saving the environment and saving
so
your body.
Strong. It's so good.
Dude, if it's strong, it's doing wonders
it's
for your teeth.
My teeth right now.
You can hear us like being a little different.
Yeah, we're a little different.
We didn't bring toothbrushes. So that's our fault. Go to Refillism. Check her out. South Beaver Street. You're going to love her. She's doing awesome things. She's going to have stuff for Art Week coming up.
Do it.
We love you.
We love you.
Peace.